Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. This week's report starts where the weather is least complicated and favorable for crop development. That is Argentina. Temperatures have been running near to below average and rainfall close to average of late. That is perfect weather for crops in the filling stage of development. Only some western production areas are still excessively wet, those in the provinces of San Luis and western Cordoba. The forecast for Argentina remains favorable for crop growth and development in the coming week. Dry and cool weather for this time of year should last into the first part of next week, perfect for filling crops. Showers and thunderstorms are then expected to return by the middle of next week. That will maintain favorably moist conditions for most fields. For now, at least, Argentina's weather is quiet from a crop perspective. In Brazil, the scenario is more complex as the growing season has featured excesses in terms of dryness and wetness. In recent weeks, the extremes have been toned down, with thunderstorms coming to dry areas and breaks in rain to the wettest areas. However, looking ahead, there are signs that some of the prior extremes may try to reemerge. That, of course, is not beneficial to crops. After a couple of weeks of improved rainfall in Bahia, Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Sao Paulo, dry weather has recently returned. It appears that dryness will prevail through at least most of next week. That will allow for rapid soybean harvesting and second crop corn planting. Some showers and thunderstorms may return late next week into the weekend that follows. Frequent showers and thunderstorms are expected through the weekend across much of Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, and Santa Catarina in Brazil and neighboring Paraguay. That will keep field work at a standstill. Paraná, Brazil, and Paraguay have been the wettest of late and are in need of dry weather. A stretch of dry weather is expected during the early to middle portion of next week. It will take a few days of drying before field work can resume. Second crop corn planting is falling behind, so a stretch of dry weather is needed. It appears that might be hard to come by. Forecast models show an increased chance of rain returning late next week and continuing into the week that follows. Later planted corn runs the risk of reaching its critical filling stage after the dry season typically gets underway. That is your South American weather update. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.